Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Q2 and H1 FY 2026 earnings conference call of TVS Supply Chain Solutions Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements do not guarantee the future performance of the company, and it may involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Now, I hand over the conference to Mr. Prabhu Hariharan, Head IR of TVS Supply Chain Solutions Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, moderator. Good morning and welcome all to TVS Supply Chain Solutions earnings call for Q2 FY 2026. I hope everyone had a chance to look at the financial results, which were posted on the company's website and also on the stock exchange. We have with us today Mr. Ravi Viswanathan, our Managing Director, and Mr. R. Vaidhyanathan, our Global CFO. We'll commence the call now with opening remarks from our management, along with the business performance update. It will be followed up by a Q&A, open forum for Q&A. Before we begin, a customary remark. I would like to point out that some of the statements made during this call may be forward-looking in nature and must be reviewed in conjunction with the risk that the company faces. A disclaimer to this effect has been included in the investor presentation. I request and hand it over to Ravi to make the opening remarks. Over to you, Ravi.
Thank you, Prabhu, and good morning, everyone. First, let me welcome all of you to our earnings call to discuss the performance for the second quarter and the year ended September 30, 2025. I will share with you the highlights of our performance, and my colleague, Vaidhy, our Global CFO, will take you through the analysis of our numbers. We look forward to interacting with you as part of the Q&A session. For the benefit of those participants who might be joining the call for the first time, please note that TVS Supply Chain Solutions is a tech-led and asset-light supply chain solutions provider. We have two main business segments, namely the Integrated Supply Chain Solutions, or ISCS, and Global Forwarding Solutions, or GFS, segment. We operate across four continents: Asia, Europe, North America, and Oceania, where we offer bespoke and tailor-made solutions in the 3PL space and also offer 4PL services in select markets. For more details about the company, you may please refer to our website, www.tvsscs.com/investorrelations. Now, let me move on to the performance for the quarter. This has been truly a landmark quarter for us. Not only have we delivered strong year-on-year and sequential PBT growth, but it's also marked our best PBT since our public listing, reflecting the impact of focused execution, rigor in operations, and disciplined cost management. Our consolidated revenue for the quarter stood at INR 2,662.6 crores, up 6% year-on-year, driven by strong growth in our ISCS segment, particularly in Europe. Adjusted EBITDA stood at INR 178.4 crores, maintaining a healthy margin of 6.7%, while PBT improved by 30.8% to INR 23.32 crores compared to INR 17.83 crores in Q2 last year. Our PAT improved by 54% from 10.61 crores in Q2 of last year to 16.31 crores for the current quarter. At the segment level, the ISCS business delivered another stellar performance, with EBITDA margins expanding to 8.7% in the current quarter from 8.2% in Q2 of last year and from 8.3% in Q1 of the current year. The performance was driven by operational excellence, early impact of our strategic initiatives, including the cost-out programs, right-sizing, and right-shoring. The GFS segment faced headwinds from a challenging macro, with revenue flat at 669.6 crores in Q2 FY 2026 versus 674.4 crores in Q2 FY 2025, and margins declining to 2.2% from 4.2% on a year-on-year basis. However, we saw a sequential improvement in revenue growth from 609.4 crores to 669.6 crores on the back of improved volumes and a modest increase in EBITDA margins from 2.1% to 2.2%, reflecting the early benefits of our cost and efficiency measures and also signaling early signs of stabilization in this sector. On a year-on-year basis, we have guided in the prior quarters that the GFS segment continues to operate in a challenging macro, with revenue broadly stable and margins impacted by continued rate pressures despite volume recovery. However, we are continuing our calibrated actions on cost, pricing and efficiency to restore profitability in this segment. We are confident that these actions will help cushion the macro impact and strengthen profitability over the coming quarters. Our strategic initiative on the transformation front, which Vaidhi and I had elaborated last call, the Project One in the UK and Europe, is well on track. The integration is progressing across all layers of the organization, and we are already witnessing operational and commercial synergies. The program is on track to deliver annualized and in-year savings as per our early guidance of 110 to 120 crores and 50 to 60 crores respectively. With a sharper focus, continued cost discipline and improving business mix, we remain confident of sustaining profitable growth and moving closer to our medium-term target of 4% PBT by Q4 FY27. Let me now hand it over to Vaidhi, our Global CFO, to take you through the financial highlights in more detail. Over to you, Vaidhi.
Thank you, Ravi. Good morning to all. Thank you for joining the call today. Q2 FY26 was a strong quarter marked by margin expansion in ISCS, the overall improved profitability and healthy cash generation. The key highlights for the quarter are: our ISCS segment continued to lead the performance, with EBITDA margin expanding to 8.7% compared to 8.2% in Q2 FY25 and 8.3% in Q1 FY26, supported by strong execution, cost efficiency and mix improvement. PBT grew 30.8% year-on-year to 23.3 crores, driven by operational discipline and strategic initiatives, which Ravi outlined. This also marked our second consecutive quarter of positive PAT, demonstrating the sustained momentum in earnings recovery. We also delivered a strong free cash flow from operation, reflecting the disciplined working capital management and healthy operating profits. Moving on to the results for the quarter, our consolidated revenue for the quarter is 2,662.6 crores versus 2,592.3 crores in Q1 FY26 versus 2,512.9 crores in Q2 FY25, reflecting a sequential growth of 2.7% and year-on-year growth of 6%. From a segment perspective, ISCS segment delivered a strong year-on-year growth of 8.4% with revenue at 1,993.0 crores versus 1,838.5 crores in Q2 of last year, and a flat sequential growth. On the GFS segment, our revenue for Q2 FY26 is INR 669.6 crores with a 609.4 crores in Q1 FY26 and 674.4 crores in Q2 FY25, marking a 9.9% sequential growth, largely led by growth in volumes in India and the modest recovery of rates. On a year-on-year basis, the revenue declined marginally by 0.7% due to continued pricing pressure offset by growth in volumes. Within the GFS segment, GFS India delivered a strong performance in Q2 FY26 with the revenue growing from 155.7 crores to 228.3 crores year-on-year, supported by healthy volume growth on the back of strong business development. The GFS India business also delivered sequential improvement from Q1 175.6 crores, partially offsetting the revenue decline in the rest of the world operations, which remain impacted by soft freight demand and pricing. With respect to H1 FY26, our consolidated revenue stood at 5,254.9 crores versus 5,052.3 crores in H1 FY25, at a growth rate of 4%. The growth is driven by our ISCS segment with revenue of 3,975.9 crores, reflecting a 6% improvement compared to 3,744 crores in H1 FY25. GFS segment reported a revenue of 1,278 crores, down 2% from 1,308.2 crores in H1 FY25, primarily due to the persistent pressure on the freight rates. Pricing continues to remain under stress and the macroeconomic uncertainties and tariff volatility continue to impact the segment. Now moving into the cost structure, freight clearing, forwarding and handling expenses declined from ₹745.1 crores in Q2 FY25 to 727.3 crores in Q2 FY26 on a year-on-year basis. On a half-yearly basis, it is 1,407.6 crores in H1 FY26 compared to ₹1,478.3 crores in H1 FY25. This reduction primarily reflects a change in business mix in the ISCS segment, and the GFS segment-related expenses remain largely in line with the revenue. The freight, clearing, forwarding and handling expenses on a sequential basis increased from 680.3 crores in Q1 FY26 to 727.3 crores in Q2 FY26 in line with the revenue growth from GFS segment. Material-related costs remain largely stable on year-on-year basis. On a sequential basis, material costs declined from 487.4 crores in Q1 FY26 to 446.3 crores in Q2 FY26 due to lower volumes on account of change in business mix. Subcontract expenses remain largely stable on year-on-year basis. On a sequential basis, with 369.4 crores in Q2 FY26, 377.1 crores in Q1 FY26, and 366.1 crores in Q2 FY26. Employee cost increased from 576.2 crores in Q2 FY25 and ₹618.9 crores in Q1 FY26 to 644.4 crores in Q2 FY26. On a half-yearly basis, employee cost rose from 1,153.1 crores in H1 FY25 to 1,263.3 crores in H1 FY26. This increase was primarily driven by impact of annual inflation and employee costs on the new projects that we undertook. Other expenses increased from 215.3 crores in Q2 FY25 and 256.8 crores in Q1 FY26 to ₹298.1 crores in Q2 FY26. The rise was primarily driven by change in business mix, higher rental charges due to increase in short-term rentals, and higher repairs and maintenance in the UK and Europe region. Depreciation of right-of-use assets and interest on lease liabilities under Ind AS 116 declined year-on-year, with ROU depreciation declining from 103.9 crores to 95.8 crores, interest cost declining from 22.6 crores to 14.6 crores. This is primarily due to our initiative to optimize the lease commitments, transitioning selectively from long-term leases to medium and short-term rental arrangements wherever operationally feasible, resulting in corresponding increase in the short-term rental expenses as outlined above. In terms of profitability, our consolidated adjusted EBITDA for the quarter stood at 178.5 crores, representing a margin of 6.7% compared to 176.7 crores at 7% in Q2 FY25 and 173.3 crores at 6.7% in Q1 FY26. Within the segments, ISCS delivered strong performance with adjusted EBITDA of 173.8 crores at 8.7% margin, up from 150 crores at 8.2% in Q2 FY25 and 164.1 crores at 8.3% in Q1 FY26. GFS, however, continued to face a margin pressure with adjusted EBITDA of 14.7 crores at 2.2% versus 28.2 crores at 4.2% in Q2 FY25. The significant margin improvement in ISCS is mainly on account of recovery of our ISCS Europe business from H2 FY25 softness and the strong turnaround-driven recovery of our erstwhile IFM business, which is now integrated as part of ISCS Europe. ISCS India and ISCS North America continues to deliver sustained growth in profitability. The declining margins in GFS reflects the ongoing headwinds in the GFS segment, particularly driven by the declining rates due to persistent pricing pressure. On a sequential basis, both businesses showed improvement, ISCS with continued growth, and GFS improving on a sequential basis on a back of volume growth, modest recovery of the rates, and strategic cost takeout initiatives which we have taken across the regions. Our adjusted EBITDA of our expense stood at 351.8 crores compared to 362.0 crores in H1 FY25, reflecting a decline of 2.8%, primarily due to the persistent pressure on the freight rates in the GFS segment. Our adjusted PBT before share of profit from previous ILP was 23.4 crores, up from 17.8 crores last year, a growth of 31.9% year-on-year, reflecting margin improvement to 0.9% from 0.7%. On a sequential basis, the adjusted PBT grew by 24.7% from INR 18.8 crores in Q1 FY26. Our reported PAT for the quarter was 16.3 crores as compared to 71.2 crores in Q1 FY26 and 10.6 crores in Q2 FY25. Year-on-year growth representing a 53% growth. With respect to H1 FY26, our adjusted PBT before share of profit from TVS ILP stood at 42.3 crores versus rupees 31.3 crores in H1 FY25, reflecting growth of 34.9% year-on-year and reflecting the margin improvement to 0.8% from 0.6%. Our reported PBT before exceptional items for H1 FY26 is 218.1 crores, including the share of profit of INR 178.1 crores from TVS ILP in Q1, versus 31.6 crores in H1 FY25. Our reported PAT for H1 FY26 is 87.5 crores as compared to INR 18.1 crores in H1 FY25. On the cash from operations, post lease rental expenses for H1 FY26 stood at 105 crores, a significant improvement underscoring our sharper financial discipline and better quality of earnings. Our net debt as of September is at 285.7 crores as compared to 230 crores as of March 2025. The increase in net debt is primarily towards capex funding for a major project in ECS North America. With this, I will hand it back to Ravi.
Thank you, Vaidhi, for the detailed analysis. Let me now touch upon our business development efforts and key customer engagements, which continue to support our revenue momentum. On the business development front, we continue to build a healthy pipeline of new opportunities across our key markets. In the current quarter, we secured new business wins of INR 204 crores, representing 8.1% of Q2 FY25 revenue. These wins reflect the continued customer confidence and the strength of our offerings across all our markets. Our order pipeline remains healthy at INR 6200 crores, giving us solid revenue visibility going forward. During the quarter, we won several notable contracts. On the ISCS side, we secured mandates from a global leader in building technologies in India, another contract with one of the top Indian commercial vehicles manufacturers, a large global agricultural equipment company based in the USA, top multinational IT services company in the UK, a leading Europe-based coffee equipment manufacturer, a European building materials manufacturer based out of UK, a leading Indian manufacturer of electrical and consumer durables in India, global player in energy management and automation in India, and a top Indian automotive manufacturer, apart from several other smaller contracts. India has especially been a very solid performance on the business development side. It is encouraging that we have got significant wins in Q2, which will help us build on the revenue side on the India business, especially on the ISCS side. On the GFS side, we added one of the top global automotive component suppliers, multinational industrial technology leader, an Asia-based industrial components manufacturer, a global components and packaging solutions provider, and a global specialist in textile chemicals. All of these wins reflect the trust leading global and domestic brands place in our capabilities and position us well for continued growth in the coming quarters. Let me summarize by saying we have delivered another strong quarter of consistent growth in both revenue and profitability. The strong performance of our ISCS segment, operating discipline and substantial cash flow generation demonstrate the resilience of our business model. On the GFS business, we remain cautiously optimistic given the overall macro environment. Our strategic initiatives, including Project One in the UK and Europe, right-sizing and right-shoring across all our regions, are on track and will deliver the estimated benefits as outlined earlier and today. As we move to the second half of the year, our focus remains on sustaining the ISCS momentum, improving the GFS profitability, and converting our strong pipeline, translating to consistent and high-quality growth. With continued execution discipline and tight cost management, I am confident that we are well on track to deliver our medium-term objectives and build a stronger and performance-driven TVS supply chain solutions. Thank you for your continued trust and support.
With this, we'll open the forum for Q&A.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Disha Giriya from Ashika Institutional Desk. Please go ahead.
Hi team, good morning.
My first question is regarding the ISCS business. While it has had an 8% approximately growth, it's a two-part question. Geographically, India in the first half, in fact in this quarter as well, has not performed. So firstly, what is the reason behind a flat revenue growth for the India ISCS business? And secondly, in the 6,200 crores order book pipeline, how much of it is for the India? Like there are a lot of initiatives mentioned, especially for India as already called out. So how much of the order book is for the India ISCS business?
All right. Thank you, Disha. Let me answer the second question first, and then I'll go to the first part of your question. Out of the 6,200 crores, roughly a third is from the India business. And like I said, we've had some significant wins in Q2, which will start giving us revenue in Q3. So it all goes very well from a revenue growth perspective for India. If you look at it from a Q2 perspective or from a flattish growth on revenue, we had earlier spoken about the fact that we were exiting a lot of significant amount of what I would call low margin accounts in India. And many of the business wins that we had filled that gap, and some of the projects that we were expecting to start last quarter are actually got delayed and started only by the end of last quarter. So those are primarily the reasons why the India business is flat. Just to reassure you, the India business is very healthy, strong pipeline, a lot of good conversions which we can hopefully announce in the next quarter. So we are on track to deliver revenue growth in India.
Just to follow up to this, can we see approximately 4 to 5% growth going forward for the India business on a quarter-on-quarter basis?
We should be in a position to, you know, get to about a 4 to 5% linear trajectory. Yes, Disha, I can say that with confidence.
Second question is in terms of the GFS segment. So this has been performing in a reverse manner as compared to the ISCS. Here the India business has been growing hugely, and I wanted to understand how much of it has an impact of tariffs and how much of it is an organic growth.
I would think that if you look at the India growth, a lot of the volume growth happened primarily because the shipments before the tariff deadline were a bit high, but it just tapered off to almost less than normal once the tariff deadline struck. So there is an impact of tariff, but the GFS business on from India on an overall pie of the business is not something which is significant. So that's not changed the trajectory of the company's growth. But you are right in the observation that the GFS business does, especially the India business, did see a huge uptick in the volumes in Q2, as we did see a significant amount of shipments going up before the tariff deadline.
So what is the current scenario right now? Are we towards the normalcy growth rate in volumes, or is it a bit still high?
I would not hazard a guess. That's why I said we are cautiously optimistic. We will have to see how it pans out. It is not, my worry is not about India, but overall the GFS environment at the macro is something which we need to keep an eye on. As you can see, we did see growth in volumes, but there is significant pressure on pricing. And if you look at it globally, the global forwarding peers are all going through significant stress. So we are watching the space closely, and we, as and when we see some of these headwinds at least subside, we should be in a better position to leverage. But I think from a company perspective, we are focused on seeing what is it that we need to make ourselves stable in terms of our margin expansion. So there is a significant drop from Q2 to Q2 this year on GFS. I have spoken about it last quarter also, that the GFS business does have serious headwinds. We continue to experience them, but the fact that we were able to see volume increase and a slight betterment of our EBITDA margins for the GFS business is probably an early sign that things could stabilize going forward. By the end of the year, we are hopeful that by the end of the fiscal year, we are hopeful that the GFS business as a whole, as a macro, should turn.
That just brings me to my last and final question. In the rest of the world GFS segment, this decline, I mean, do we have volume uptick or is it volume and price decline both?
Disha, I think the biggest factor is more on the price, Disha. While here, the decline is more on the price. The volume decline is more marginal, but the decline is more on the price.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Saumil Shah from Paras Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good morning. So as the previous participant asked you that due to these tariffs, our business gets affected. So can you quantify, I mean, how much of our business could get affected due to these tariff issues?
Saumil, the tariff is probably impacting only a very small portion of the India GFS business, so it doesn't have an overall significance. I thought I said that to Disha's question also, that it doesn't impact the business of TVS Supply Chain Solutions as a whole. The challenge really is on the GFS segment itself at a macro level. And if you look at it across the board, we benchmark ourselves with the leading GFS companies, and they are all under severe stress. So this segment is something which we need to keep a watch on. There is a larger macro environment that needs to stabilize. We expect that to hopefully stabilize by Q4 of this financial year.
Okay. And so our new business growth is about 200 crores for this quarter. So normally, say for example, we want to grow mid-teens. So how much new business we need to get every quarter? Can you share your thoughts on that?
So, we are roughly at about 8% on a year-on-year basis, new business contribution. We typically like to keep that number at about 10 to 12%. Like I said, there were some delayed start in some of the programs, but we are confident that we should be able to recover in H2.
Okay. So maybe if we can get 300, 350 crores of new business, then we can grow mid-teens?
That's a good number to look at, yes.
Okay. And the industry best companies are doing 8 to 11% PBT. So what went wrong with us that we are doing so less PBT? Is it that our operational expenses are very high, or what is it the reason for this, such a low PBT?
I think you should look at it from a company growth perspective. We are really focused on seeing how we can expand the margins. Like I said, the ISCS segment has delivered a significant margin expansion. Our midterm target is to get to 4% PBT by FY27 Q4, and we stay focused on that. Absolutely, we keep looking at the benchmarks, and once we get to the 4%, we already have plans to see what steps we need to take to go from 4 to 8%. It's a combination of the kind of markets that we operate in, plus the kind of services and the pricing that we are able to command from the market. And as we continue to evolve our brand, we should be able to get better pricing in the future. But we stay absolutely focused on the fact that we will deliver 4% PBT by Q4 of FY27, and then we will aim for the benchmark numbers as a next step.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we are right. Sorry?
Just to add to what Ravi said, I think if you look at last year, our margins were in the range of 0.2%, 0.3%. From there, right now, we are trending closer to about 1% PBT. I think you can already see that the benefits of the actions flowing into the bottom line. And as Ravi said, the 2-3 actions that we have taken in terms of Project One, the benefits from the IFM recovery should help Chiknu get into the 4% PBT by Q4 of 2027.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we are guiding for 4% PBT for the full year FY27 or the last quarter?
Q4 FY27.
Okay. So maybe around we are doing currently say 20-25 crores of PBT. So by Q4 we need to reach at around 125 crores. So is that achievable?
Yeah. I think as I said, one of the biggest drivers is going to be the Project One, where the annualized savings will be roughly about 110 to 120 crores, and the project, as we speak, the project is in the advanced stage of completion, and then we will start seeing the benefits in Q3 itself, starting from Q3 itself. Second thing is the GFS business. Right now, because of tariffs and other things, it's going through some kind of a volatility, and we are hovering around 1.92%. But on a steady state basis, GFS should be around 3.5 to 4% EBITDA margin. And the GFS segment has delivered this 3.5-4% margin in the past on a sustained basis. So once this tariff, the macro headwinds move on, I think we should be able to deliver that 3.5-4% margin and reach that 4%.
Okay. Understood. That's it from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Karan Sharma from Sharma Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, good morning, everyone. So I just have a couple of questions. So we have highlighted in our press release that we aspire to reach $500 million in top line for our North American business. So can you give the timelines for same, and how is the business environment there, particularly in the US region right now?
Yes, our aspiration is to get to about $500 million in North America. We have secured a couple of large contracts, which gives us the confidence that we should get into that kind of a trajectory. Right now, let me say we are somewhere hopefully on a trajectory to grow it to about 150 to 200 over the next year or so. And then from there, we have a significant pipeline to believe that we should be able to get to $500 million. I wouldn't want to put a timeline right now, Karan, but clearly we have plans to get to $500 million on an organic basis.
Okay, on follow-up on the same, how much of our revenue comes from the US as a percentage of our total revenue?
Roughly about 10 to 11%, Karan.
Okay, sure. Thank you. That's it for me.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Prisha Rathi from NM Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Prisha, please go ahead.
Sir, I have just a couple of questions. Just adding up on previous participants, how is the competition environment in India? Is macro environment a worry, and how do we see the business in H2? Are we seeing volume increase post GST cuts?
Can you just repeat the second part of your question, Prisha?
How is the competition environment in India? Is macro environment a worry, and how do we see the business in H2?
Okay, so I think from India, you're talking about India business, right?
Yeah.
Like I said, we are fairly confident of growth in the India business H2. We have a very strong pipeline. Like I said, almost a third of the pipeline is from India. a couple of very large deals. Hopefully, we should be able to secure one of them in the coming quarter. From an overall perspective, I think the reduction of GST rates should make consumption go up. So we believe that there should be great opportunities both on the production side and also on the distribution side. We do work with a lot of the FMCDs, that is the consumer durable side of the business. We expect to see a significant uptick, and that should create sufficient volumes for us to grow our India business. So we continue to be confident about growth in India.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir. And all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Raj Mehta from Wisdom Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good morning and thanks for the opportunity. So my question is on the guidance front. So overall, what will be our guidance for the year and next year? So can you give a breakup in terms of revenue growth and margins for ISCS and GFS segment? Hello?
Did you say margin front?
No, so can you give us a breakup in terms of revenue growth and margins?
Sorry, could you repeat your question? It's not very clear.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, yeah. Could you please repeat the question?
Yeah, sure. So overall, what will be our guidance for this year and next year? Can you give a breakup in terms of revenue growth and margins for ISCS and GFS segment?
Raj, as I said, we don't give a quarterly guidance, but if you look at what we are targeting, it's a mid-teen growth in terms of overall revenue across the segment. And in terms of margin perspective, if you could specifically look at ISCS, I think today we are hovering around 8.5%, and that you should start seeing sequentially improving in Q3 and Q4 because of the benefits of Project One growing and coming in.
Okay, okay, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you for all your questions. I can see that there is a lot of questions, especially on the global forwarding business and the India business. I want to summarize by saying we've had a good quarter. We have had good growth in the ISCS segment. We have had significant margin expansion in the ISCS segment. We continue to focus on Project One, which will deliver about 100 to 120 crores of annualized savings with an in-year saving of almost about 50 crores. So I think we will see the margin expansion continue on the ISCS segment. On the GFS, we are cautiously optimistic, but just want to say that we have taken enough measures to ensure that we look at it from a profitability perspective and continue to drive a stable margin base in the GFS business. We would want to get the GFS business back to about 4-4.5% EBITDA in the near term. For that, we'll have to see some changes in the macro. Like I said, the tariff is not a major factor from an overall perspective, but from an India export perspective, we need to keep a watch on it. The India business is healthy. We have a significant pipeline. We have a flattish revenue on the back of some low-margin programs being exited, and we have successfully filled that gap through customer wins that I enumerated. We continue to see significant traction in the India market. So we expect further uptick in volumes in India given the GST change, and that should augur well for the quarters ahead. So looking forward, we are confident of continuing our momentum in the ISCS side with margin and revenue growth and stabilization of the GFS segment. Thank you for your continuous trust and support.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of TVS Supply Chain Solutions Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.